there are some places that probably should get a little, you know, should be served a little crow today. Daily News, maybe, should have a little portion. Huffington Post, which for the first 6 months of Trump's candidacy left it in the entertainment section. As a journalistic organization, they decided it was an entertainment story, not a political story. You got any others?
No, I was just suggesting, I think there'll be a rethink also just among the journalistic world around this idea of trying to predict at all, which is to say that because of Nate Silver and his success last election and the election prior, there became this move towards data science. We kept talking about data science, that you could game these things out and you could have a meter. The New York Times had a meter last night. You could follow it.
Except that it was flipped New York by, Times. The
by the end.
Yeah,
flipped.
At some point in the night, it literally did a 360.
Flipped before Nate Silver.
It's only as good as the data.
Flipped right before Nate Silver. It's only as good as the data. And if the data's no good...
As a member of the mainstream media, it's going to be difficult for us to talk about this, like the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. But the mainstream media is a loser in this. And...
Yeah,
not just in trying to analyze what was happening, but trying to influence and affect what was happening. And look, you can see right now that
I'll give you one example to that point, which is that there was so much speculation going into this about what kind of concession speech Donald Trump would give. Would he concede? Would he be generous? Would he be gracious? Not an ounce of speculation, really, about what kind of concession speech Hillary Clinton would give. Right. And we still don't know the answer to that question, but no real analysis of that.